Welcome to this week's episode of The Art of Authenticity. Thank you so much for tuning in. Today, we're going to have a special episode. I did one of these with Dr. Shefali, and I'm going to make my way through many of the guests because each and every one of them struck a chord in me. There was something said in the interview that has stuck with me, and in large part is why I continue to love doing this show, bringing the information to you guys, but also for myself. I learn something each time. So this episode is really dedicated to Jeff Goins. He's a writer. If you haven't checked out his website, millions of people have gone over there, gotten benefit. He was one of the people who influenced me early on when I was stepping out into writing, blogging, and this whole space. Somebody who really inspired me. Jeff and I jumped on the call to record the episode that came out this summer, I think in August. And he really struck a chord because do you ever look around at your life and think, life isn't bad? I really shouldn't complain. I have more than most people do, right? I'm fine. But even as you're thinking those thoughts, there's an itch underneath the surface, a craving for a life filled with more meaning and happiness. But when you try to scratch that itch, it causes so much anxiety and overwhelm to figure out what it is that you just ignore it. And you go back to shoving it into the recesses of your mind because the truth is, as much as you might have read, as much education as you may have, as much success as you may have had in your life, you just can't figure out what the problem is. So Jeff came on the show and he talked about how he, in fact, was in that very position. He was the director of marketing. Nothing was particularly wrong with his life. But he came on to explain that even though nothing was really wrong, he had this nagging feeling.
But if you're comfortable and kind of content as I was, but there's this nagging feeling that's like just nagging enough that it won't go away, but it doesn't, you know, bother you enough that you necessarily have to do anything about it, then it's just kind of easy to drift through life. And that's what I did. And I guess I've always been kind of self-aware. And I was becoming more aware that this was a problem. And so I signed up for this group coaching, this like professional coaching network. And it must have been the first or second meeting. We like stood around in a circle and were encouraged to like share our dreams with one another, just kind of open up. I mean, it was very therapeutic. It wasn't what I expected. I thought like, you know, it'd be like a people handing out business cards and just learning tactics. And it was all this kind of deep, you know, almost soul care kind of work. And this one guy said, well, so what's your dream? And I said, oh, I don't know. I don't know that I have one of those. I've got a job and I'm fine. And I was just really afraid, you know, and I'd been thinking about writing for a while. It was something that I had always enjoyed doing, but had never really taken seriously.
So if you listen to what Jeff was talking about in that interview that we just played, that was the actual excerpt from the interview this summer. Jeff is talking about that experience, right? That there's first this sense that something's just off, something's nagging, and it won't exactly go away. But if you don't really pay attention to it, you can ignore it. I know many, many people, including myself, that did, but it has a way of getting louder and louder and louder until many of us end up in a midlife crisis. Jeff was just kind of self-aware enough to recognize, you know what? This is really going to become a midlife crisis if I'm not careful. So we went off to do something about it. He went and joined a coaching group. And that's when he had this particular experience.
As soon as he said that, I just felt something. I mean, it just, something moved me. I felt like something hit me in the chest. And keep in mind that for years now, I just had this sense that I was supposed to be doing something more with my life and was really afraid that I was falling short of that potential. And I just might drift through the next 10, 15 years right into a midlife crisis.
So again, that was taken directly from my interview with Jeff. And what he was talking about there was a conversation he was having with another individual in this group coaching session. And this guy said to him, hey, I thought you wanted to be a writer, and something moved inside of him, right? Have you had that feeling that something isn't quite right in your life and you can't put your finger on it? And you just feel as if you could figure out the right time or space or moment that you might be able to capture it. And you might be able to make the change that you're looking for. But again, as I mentioned, just even thinking about that question seems so difficult that you just let it go. Well, like Jeff, I also got a coach and I figured it out by taking the time to think about what is this? What is going on in me? And the truth was, just like Jeff, the answer wasn't really too far away. It just wasn't something that I was really willing to think about or accept yet. It was something that I knew I enjoyed philosophy, spirituality, writing, talking about this stuff. I just never considered that I really would ever make it into a job. So I was totally taken by what Jeff said, because I just feel that there's so many of us that can move forward, ignore that itch, forget about that scratch, and let the moments pass and get back into life, get back into your day-to-day living. But that frustration, that irritation, it comes back. That sense that something's just not quite right comes back until you really take the time to figure out what it is for you that excites you, what it is that lights you up. So Jeff spent the next year waking up at 5 a.m. He didn't have the time. He still had a job. He just made the time to work. So that's the last point, is taking action. So many people talk about how they have a sense they want to do something else, but they don't have the time. They don't have the money. They don't have the resources. Make the time. Find some time on the side. See if you can get up a little earlier and see what happens. Try it for just a couple months. You don't have to make a 5-year commitment. You don't have to leave your job. You don't have to go meditate on a mountaintop. You just have to find someone who can help you access the part of you that knows what you really want, what that nagging sense is. I call it covered by emotional layers that are, right, causing us to be weighed down, making us feel heavy in our life. How do we let go of those layers, rise up, and come from our truth? Whatever the case is, how do you get to that part of yourself, that authentic self, so that you can figure out what you really want and then take action? Because so many people get there and then they don't take any action because they think too big. Well, I wanted to write a book, but I was thinking about the end goal of the finished book. What about writing one page? If you're entrepreneurial and you think you want to start a business, I mentor entrepreneurs all the time, having run a business myself. Can you write a business plan? Can you come up with a business idea? Start somewhere. Start small. If you want to write, buy a pen. If you want to paint, buy a brush. If you want to be an entrepreneur, get an Excel spreadsheet. This doesn't have to be something that you have to get it all the way to the finish line. Try it. See if it resonates. See if it lights you up. See if you feel that excitement that Jeff said. Something in your chest just moves. Something inside you knows that this is the path for you. Now, your mind might be telling you all sorts of things about how impractical it is, how illogical it is, how much time or money or effort, and it doesn't make sense, or you're too old, or you don't have the talents. But that nagging urge is deep inside of you. And if you're willing to follow that, people call it following your dream, right? Then you'll have that sense of uplift, that lightness in your life, a sense of calm because you're doing things that make sense to you. So I would really implore anybody who's thinking about it to give it a try. Jeff gave it a try. He found a ton of success. Not everybody gets the kind of success that he got right out of the gate, but it was an incredible story, and I wanted to share it with you because I think each and every person can appreciate what Jeff was saying. I know I can. I know that that was my story, and I know that many of my clients share in that same experience. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you appreciate today's episode. If you have any questions, comments, please send me a note, Laura@lauraco.com. Love to hear from you.